are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
You know, they just don't give men enough attention in medicine, do they? Do they? Nah, you know, it's always about women and breast cancer and ovarian cancer and mammograms and women's health and Obamacare and birth control. Well, guess what, men, guys, there's a study for you guys here. All right, it discusses what length of treatment should you have for your urinary tract infections. Isn't that nice? Yeah. When it is men's health, it's usually just about the penis or the prostate. But, yep. All right. So we're going to talk about here. Okay. How long should you be treated for urinary tract infection? Now, this is something I want to talk about with you guys because I'm noticing in my office, more men are coming in with bladder infections. Usually men don't get bladder infections. You guys know how bladder infections happen in women, right? Some of the bacteria during sex, right? Because if we go to the woman's anatomy, you have the urethra, which is anterior, and or, you know, depending on if she's supine, it would be superior. Okay, you got the urethra in front. That'll lead to the bladder, smaller than a man's would be. And then you have the woman's vagina. So if there is a sexual encounter, it's very easy for bacteria to come from the vaginal area or even the rectal area, which is lower, near the urethra, which is why bladder infections used to be called the honeymooner's disease. Women used to never get bladder infections until they first had sex. And when would women first have sex in the olden days? After they got married on their honeymoon. That's the way things were when things were nicer, less STDs, much easier life back then, right? Okay, so we used to call it the honeymooner's disease, would give them antibiotics, etc. Now, a man's urethra, for those of you that aren't too keen or up to par on the man's anatomy, the urethra is a lot longer, and it has less of a chance to get rectal bacteria into it. So we rarely see men having UTIs until recently. I'm starting to see more guys come in with bladder infections. Now, if I do have a man with a bladder infection, I was taught, if you do get the very rare occurrence, you send him to the urologist to figure out what the heck could be going on. Now, some of you are probably yelling at the radio going, wait a second. It could be STDs. Okay, men can very commonly get gonorrhea, chlamydia, which is a urethritis. Inflammation of the urethra, right? Itis, tonsillitis, inflammation of the tonsil, right? Conjunctivitis, inflammation of the conjunctiva, pink eye, all right, fine, or a form of pink eye. Now, or pink eye is a form of it. So urethritis, could be gonococcal, could be non-gonococcal chlamydia, is inflammation of the urethra. Could probably have the same symptoms as a UTI, burning when you pee, frequency when you urinate, sometimes blood. So if somebody comes in, a male comes in thinking I have a UTI, all right, we'll check them for gonorrhea and chlamydia. But I gotta tell you, I mean, I'm talking about true UTIs, true bladder infections with either E. coli, Klebsiella, I mean bacteria that usually shouldn't be going up a man's urethra, we're finding. Kind of interesting stuff. Anyway, usually I treat a woman 3 to 5 days. I treat a man about 5 days. Well, the U.S. Veteran Affairs decided to do a study because they also want to make sure we don't treat men too long, because if you treat an infection too long, you could get Clostridium difficile. Infection. Clostridium difficile is a bacteria that decides to go crazy when there's antibiotic resistance. And Clostridium difficile is very difficult to treat with antibiotics. A lot of times you got to take oral vancomycin. It's a nasty one. Some people could be suffering with that for years. So the U.S. Veteran Affairs study looked at 33,000 men with an average age of 68 who received outpatient treatment for urinary tract infections. Men who received longer treatment, more than 7 days, were no less likely to have early or late recurrence than those who received a less than 7 day. They say men with extended treatment, however, unfortunately, were more likely to get the C. difficile infection. So they think if you're going to treat a man, you could do it the way I do it, 5 days. or less than the 7-day regimen. I usually don't treat men for 7 days with a bladder infection. Usually bladder infections are so rare with men, and they rarely get resistant bacteria that I can pretty much give them whatever I want, and it works. But it's kind of interesting. Now, I would, though, like to, you know, extrapolate this and tell you, if any time you have burning when you pee, anytime any burning when you pee, okay? What I would recommend is you get that checked, okay? Even if you're embarrassed and it could be the clap or something, don't be embarrassed. Doctors see this all the time. Would rather you come in and get checked. We will very happily see you if you come in and get checked. My worry is if it's not an STD, it could be something else. Now, keep in mind, antibiotics are anti-inflammatory. And many of you, you send your girlfriends into the doctor. The girlfriends get an antibiotic for you. Some doctors used to just give and some still do. They'll give an antibiotic to the lady and say, here, treat your partner. Give him this antibiotic. They take the antibiotic. They feel better. But what if it really wasn't an STD? Personally, I like you to pee in a cup for me. I take that urine. We send it to the lab. The lab lets it cook for a couple days, cultures it. We figure out what bacteria grew, and then we tell you, okay, you have this type of bacteria, because I get a little nervous. Now, right now, we're concerned that we got a patient has bladder cancer. He refuses to go to the urologist, but he has blood in the urine. And I don't think he's getting repeated infections, but he doesn't want to go to the urologist, and it's making us very, very unsettled. I want to make sure he's not starting to have any sort of bladder cancer or any sort of other issues. So I think it's extremely important to make sure you're looking down there and, you know, if you have any issues, get it checked out. Okay. All right. Can I move on from that? Whew, I tell you. All right. We got a lot to talk about today. I'm going to see if we have any more news on what's been going on with Syria and their nerve gas bombs. So over the break, I'm going to find out, get our ducks in a row with that one. We got sedatives that may raise pneumonia risk. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how parents that raise kids seem to live longer and have better mental health, which completely is, to me, an oxymoron or counterintuitive or against any grain of thinking we did. I mean, my kids drive me flipping crazy, but they help us live longer. All the more reason to have babies. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DON-TELL-ME. Christmas carol by candlelight.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Ha ha. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a new study that came out this week from the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health shows that couples who choose to have their own children or adopt actually live longer than couples that don't have any kids. And they see this especially in women. They also say that our mental health status was even better for those parents that adopted. Researchers looked at data from population registers in Denmark on births and deaths from 1994 to 2008. They looked at 21,000 childless couples who were registered for fertility treatment. 15,000 children were born. 1,500 children were adopted. 200 of the men and 96 women died. 710 women and 553 men were diagnosed with mental health disorder. But what they found when they looked at the numbers is women who had children and adoptive mothers were 4 and 2 times less likely, respectively, to die prematurely from circulatory disease, cancers, accidents, compared to childless women. Rates of death doubled for men who did not become fathers. They say mental health sickness rates were similar between couples who biologically had children and couples without children when other factors like, I guess, you know, they took on drug addiction and et cetera. All right. Okay. So what does all this mean? I mean, I don't know. I mean, okay, I love my kids. I know I make fun of them a lot on the show because I can. Because they don't listen, right? You know, I can talk about my kids all the time. It's great. You know, I can make mother-in-law jokes too, although sometimes my husband listens, so I gotta be very careful. But, I love everybody involved. But, you know, it keeps you active. It's got to be something to it. Kids keeping you active. Kids staying in touch with you. Kids saying, Mom, you got to come over for Thanksgiving. You know, it's tough. Now, you will hear stories that, you know, married men live longer than married women. And I know many of my listeners out there go, what? Are you kidding me? Really? And I'm like, yeah, you know, because, you know, married men probably get, you know, goaded all the time by their wives to go to the doctor, and you know they get nagged consistently, and that keeps them going, believe it or not. I mean, I could tell when my husband needs a little kick in the butt, and I will either nag at him or yell at him or just pick a fight for no reason, just kind of, you know, keep them alive and healthy. So if the next time your wife gives you a hard time, realize she's doing it to keep you alive. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a beautiful NASA photo that was done by the Suomi NPP satellite, in April and October 2012. It's a photo I put on my Facebook where NASA releases a picture of how the United States looks at night. And it's beautiful. Of course, this was, I think, right before Hurricane Sandy. So they say, or it might have been during. Let me see. No. Hurricane Sandy happened a week and a half before. Yeah, so this was at the end of Hurricane Sandy. And they say the northeastern seaboard would have actually been more lit if it wasn't for the power outages. But I see little Las Vegas there standing out in the west, and that's pretty cool. So you can see us, you know, shining brightly. It's probably my studio light. I'm always in the studio working. So I put that up on my Facebook. Pretty cool stuff. You guys should check it out. All right, another thing that was pretty cool, and usually I make fun of these things, but I like this one. Canada's Pizza Hut came out with a perfume called Eau de Pizza Hut. And Eau de Pizza Hut is basically a fragrance that is supposed to smell of freshly baked, hand-tossed dough. They say this is going viral. Apparently, they had kind of posted this on Facebook, asked people what they thought. Then they decided to give it to the first 100 people that responded on Facebook. And from what I understand, it's not so much for you to walk around and smell like pizza. You could spray it in your house. And then, you know, you have guests that walk in and they smell pizza dough. I think this is a brilliant marketing scheme. We were talking about the bacon cologne that was came out, you know, last week or whatever. Why would anybody walk around wanting to smell like bacon? And I guess in 2008, Burger King came out with a meat smelling perfume. But, you know, freshly baked dough is kind of cool. And you don't have to smell yourself with it. You could smell the room up with it. And then you're like, I'm hungry. Let's go buy Pizza Hut. Brilliant marketing technique. Brilliant. Now, I know people are, you know, asking about fragrances and, you know, are they healthy? Are they safe? I mean, honestly, when it comes to pizza dough or gingerbread, you know, or something warm and yummy, I'll take the risk, honestly. You know, I'm surrounded by things that don't smell good. Right? Oh, I caught the cat. Oh my gosh, I was so mad this morning. The cat was taking a leak on a towel near the laundry room. And my cat loves peeing on clothes and towels. He has potty boxes. He has potty boxes all over the flipping house. But he decides to go pee-pee to mark his territory. And honestly, I'm about to throw this cat out of the house. Honestly, I love this cat to death, but don't be going pee-pee on my stuff. So as far as I'm concerned, all I smell is cat urine. Now, we clean up the house pretty good, but if I could have the house smelling of something different than what comes out of my cat's cloaca, I would be much pleased. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, marijuana legalization. People in Washington State are thrilled that smoking marijuana is legal as of today. But remember, you can't drive. And you can't drive high. Possessing pot is now legal in Washington and will also be legal in Colorado after the election. In 17 other states, marijuana for medical use is easily obtainable, but there's no national legal limit. Some states have a zero tolerance policy, while others, like Colorado and California, they say leave it up to the discretion of the officer. This is according to Fox News. So it could be up to the cop if he thinks you're too intoxicated or not. Now, even though we don't know of any deaths caused by marijuana, per se, from smoking marijuana, we do know of deaths caused by marijuana impaired driving. Marijuana causes dizziness, slowed reaction time, affects coordination and judgment. Drivers are more likely to drift and swerve when they're high, according to research from the Netherlands. So we have legalized marijuana like we have legalized alcohol, but there's ways to test alcohol in your system. There's ways to test if you're too inebriated that cops could do at the time. Now, they're going to be looking at you, and there's no way to tell. Not to mention, marijuana could be in your system for a month. You see, if I were you, if I was a person who smoked marijuana, I would be scared to death now of these of the legalization, because let's say you smoked pot, you get into a car accident 3 weeks later, okay? You claim it's the other guy's fault. They do a test, they find marijuana in your system, because marijuana could last and be in your system for a while. They blame you because of the pot, even though you weren't high, but the pot was in your system. And like I said, pot could show a positive on these blood tests for about a month. We're going to maybe review later next week what drugs are in your system and how long, and drug testing. That's always a fun one. So, you know, my concern with this is for those of you that smoke pot, now this just gave you a huge headache, and it's probably now putting you at huge risk for liability. If you're in an accident and there's dispute over who's at fault, marijuana now is going to be checked at the forefront pretty easily. I mean, a lot of times, you know, they will do tox screens, but not always. But now that marijuana is legal, they're going to probably be more prone to test you. And if you smoked pot 3 weeks ago and it had nothing to do with this car accident, you're still dead in the water. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens litigiously with these cases. They say in a field sobriety test, Sergeant Tyler Eklis says, it is not uncommon in the finger-to-nose test for those high on marijuana to touch your eye socket or forehead. They say those who support legalization say that pot is less debilitating than alcohol, and that pot smokers are more aware of being impaired than those who drink. The debate was front and center this summer in Colorado, which considered adopting a standard of 5 nanograms per milliliter of blood, which is above what would have qualified as a DUID for driving under the influence of drugs. Now, they say there are different types of tests for marijuana. Most involve THC, which is the psychedelic ingredient that makes you high. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says peak THC concentrations are reached during smoking, and within 3 hours, they generally fall to less than 5 nanograms. However, researchers say THC is stored in body fats, and in heavy pot smokers could be in the body weeks after use. So like I said, it's going to all depend on what the legalized standards are in terms of how much they're going to say is you at blame for the accident or the death of somebody. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. and it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code, DocDali, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and big thanks for you all tuning in. I know you have plenty of choices out there, and the fact that you choose our show is phenomenal, and I thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this is kind of interesting. Fox News comes out with a list of the healthiest gifts of 2012. Okay. So we talked about some cheap gifts over the weekend and throughout the weeks, right? We talked about how to do a double gift. I told many of you in the earlier hours of the show, one thing that I think is a great way to save money is, let's say your wife has a birthday in the summer and you want to give her a gift for Christmas. Well, we got the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise coming up. So what you could do is you could, in her stocking or in a box, say you booked a couple tickets to the Dr. Dahlia cruise this summer. That's a Christmas present. So she's like, yay, oh my gosh, we're going on the Dr. Dahlia cruise. Or it could be another trip if you want. I don't see why you'd want to take any other trip than the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise, but that's okay. Some people do have a lapse of judgment, but that's fine. So she opens up the box. She sees you're taking her on a trip this summer. That's her Christmas gift. She's so excited. Then the summer comes and you take her on the gift. I take her on the trip and it's her birthday. So you see, you basically got out of one of the presents, because the present was the fact you're taking her to, you know, the trip, and it's her birthday. You see, you got out of presents. So that's a good way to save money. Okay, but anyway, we haven't talked about healthy gifts. All right, who wants to do healthy? Well, look, let's just get through this. All right, there may be some good ideas. According to Fox News, they said one thing you could do is a foam roller. They say health pros swear by foam rollers for relieving post-workout tension. They could cost about $30 on Amazon. You roll them along your back and along your legs and any place that's stiff and sore. Stop the giggles. And I guess they loosen muscles, work out knots. So you could give somebody a foam roller. Number two, a yoga DVD. You could give people a yoga DVD at home. That could cost about $15, maybe anywhere from $15 to $19.99. If my husband brought me an exercise video or DVD, I would probably smack him with it, because that means he thinks I'm fat. Number three, you could give them a wireless activity tracker. They say there's something called a Fitbit Zip. $60. Boy, who paid for this advertising? They record how many steps you take, how much ground you cover, how much calories you burn. I may want that. It actually syncs into an online dashboard, tracks overall practice. Oh, remember the body bug? Remember the body bug was big years ago, where it would attach to your arm? It would figure out your how much calories you burned, and you would input what you ate, and people would be losing weight on the body bug. That was a big one. I remember that. But that was expensive. That was a few hundred dollars. Okay, they say you could also give hiking shoes. All right? I mean, people could always use a good pair of shoes. I don't know if I would buy, I mean, for another lady, you know, you don't get into her business when it comes to her closet. You know, but for the guys, they're good. Yeah, you get them a shoe if it feels comfortable, get them the receipt. If they don't like it, they can take it back. But maybe a good pair of shoes, hiking shoes. Number five, they say for healthy Christmas gifts, they say at-home Pilates. There's called the Portable Pilates Studio, $25. You could do a full body workout in your living room. Again, I would be insulted that my husband would even suggest that I do any more exercise than I'm doing. Herb Mill. They said, you know, now this I like. I like giving people spices. You know, I was talking about an inexpensive but fun gift that you could give you could get baskets at Michael's, you could get bags at Walmart, etc. Put a cookbook in there, an inexpensive cookbook. Put like a cooking spoon or some of these cooking utensils that are really cool. Throw a couple spices in there, and you got a pretty decent present for under $15. And even men could use that. You know, and some real yummy spices. So anyway, they suggested like a herb mill, something that has a lot of, you know, spices, etc. Those are kind of cool. They're suggesting running gloves. You could actually buy running gloves for $18, $20. Joggers like it when, you know, it's cold in the morning. And they're breathable, apparently. Cold roller. They say there's something called a Trigger Point cold roller. It's $99. Where it actually combines foam rolling but cold compression. And what that does is it helps decrease the lactic acid buildup in your muscles, decreases some of the swelling you could have after workout. Number nine, they suggest a vegetarian cookbook. Oh, somebody gave me a vegetarian cookbook. I'd be like, say what? Apparently, there's a cookbook out there called the Meat Free Monday Cookbook, $19. I guess, if it gives you a way to, you know, come up with something delicious. I mean, I could get lasagna in me. You know, and remember, this is vegetarian, not vegan. So you can have lasagna. There's cheese in there. It's okay. Treadmill desk. I was on John Phillips and Doug McIntyre with Terry Ray earlier this morning on KABC in Los Angeles, and we were talking about how to exercise at work and how even if you've worked out, studies have found that if you sit for extended periods of time at work, you could still die of heart disease, stroke, etc. And you all know that I sit on an exercise ball. That's why you always hear these bad rubber sounds that sound like gas. But basically, I sit on a rubber ball. And that, I just kind of rock back and forth, and that helps tighten my abs and my back and my butt and my quads. But there's treadmill desks. Some of these desks start at about $800. And it's a way to be on the treadmill and work out while doing work. I know some of them are probably more expensive, but that's a pretty nice gift. You know, I mean, that's kind of the next biggest thing, treadmill desks. And then I guess certain smoothie blenders are always a good gift. One of my friend's kids was going off to college, so I bought him a blender, and the parents weren't too happy. You know, he's going off to college. What's he going to need? So those are kind of interesting. Okay, now those are healthy gifts. Okay, we talked about inexpensive gifts. Inexpensive gifts, I think are definitely a smart way to go. Because, you know, every time you give a gift, you realize, oh crap, I gotta give somebody else a gift too. And then you're like, duh. And, we don't realize that there's many people we forget. And then it's like, okay, well, I gotta come up with something pretty quick. So I also think like a, do-it-yourselfer. You know how I talked about the cookbook idea? You throw a cookbook in a bag with some cooking utensils and some herbs, throw some tissue paper in it. That's a real cute gift. You can also throw candles in a bag. Those are good. But for like some, you know, men who are a little bit more manly and burly, do-it-yourself book from Home Depot. You know, so I love going to Home Depot or Lowe's, get a do-it-yourself book, throw some tools in there. Great gift. Guys could always use extra screwdrivers, extra hammers, extra nails. My husband wants ammo for this holiday. He likes to shoot, and he could always use ammo. And so now I know if you give a knife set to somebody, they got to give you a penny back. Right? Because you're not supposed to give a deadly weapon as a gift. Yeah, it's supposed to be like a purchase. So, you guys heard about that? Yeah, if you give a knife set to somebody or something that has a knife in it, the person's got to give you a penny because it has to look like a sale. Otherwise, you've given a deadly item, you know. But I think bullets, just because they're bullets, I don't think you have to do the whole penny thing. That's interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember also stocking stuffers. What I did for stocking stuffers this year is I was at Walmart and I went to the party supply section. And you know how whenever you throw a kid's birthday party, you need to have those little bag fillers and you could get 10 for a dollar, et cetera, you know, or 10 for a couple dollars. So those are great stocking stuffers. So, you could get little cars, little whatever, bouncy balls. Those are cool, you know, and so that also saves money, too. So that's just something. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, looks like we're on break. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
What will be singing down the night? Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, got to stretch again. Remember, we got to be ergonomic. That's the key word of this decade, ergonomic. Right? We're not supposed to be sitting on our butts even when we're sitting at work. Our jobs have to be done while we're moving, while we're kegeling, while we're flexing, while we're butt clenching. And, you know, some of you go, Dahlia, sometimes you sound out of breath on air. Well, I'm out of breath because I'm sitting here jogging. I'm lifting weights while on air because I do a show for 3 hours every day and I'm reading you articles saying we're all going to die if we sit. It stinks. So I apologize if I am ever out of breath. But I mean, yeah, this rolling ball does it. I think I got it for $15. I think I got one to Sports Chalet or Sports Authority. It's a great gift. It's comfortable. And it doesn't really, I mean, the very first couple of shows, it was difficult because I just had abdominal surgery on my hernia, and that was not very good. Yeah, I had a hernia. It was a belly button hernia, umbilical hernia. Remember when I had that? I did a show the next day. I did my show the next day, and I didn't realize how many abdominal muscles you use when you talk, and I was miserable. I was short of breath. Luckily, it was my Saturday show, and I think Kyle was working with me. He's like, you are crazy. See, the problem with, well, here's the thing. I don't like to take off work. I can't stand taking off, but I would rather do above and beyond, and if everybody thinks I'd be off, I'd rather work those days, because every now and then something happens, and I need to go run and do it. And like, for example, we did some filming on Pawn Stars earlier this season, which you'll be seeing. And every now and then when they call, you know, I hate to miss the show for something like that, but that happened. So I feel like if I worked when I shouldn't have worked, like, you know, during the holidays or when I had surgery, I feel like I got an extra couple bonus points to work with, because I do not like taking off. I'm not proud of a lot of things. I mean, I can't cook. I'm not the best lover. I think I have too much facial hair. But the one thing I'm really proud of is my work ethic. I hate taking off. Even on my days off, even Christmas, New Year's Day, etc., I work. I'm at the office working, or I'm prepping for the show, or I'm writing or something. I'm a workaholic, and that's just me. Okay, but big thanks again to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us at Dr. Dahlia, DrDahliah. And, of course, that's at Twitter and Facebook. Don't forget to find us on Facebook. Okay. Sex addiction. They say sex addiction is bigger than we think. All right? In one study, a researcher found that 90% of men used porn, 74% of women looked at porn, but what makes this difference is they were considered heavy porn users. They think that sex addiction is probably one of the fastest growing addictions out there, and it is being spurned by all the nakedness on the internet. People can get porn now at their fingertips. As we were talking about this on Doug McIntyre in the morning on KABC with John Phillips and Terry Ray earlier today, you know, where alcohol you have to go out and buy. Cigarettes, you have to leave the house, go out and buy. Yeah, somebody could get it for you, but, you know, it costs money. There's a little bit of an obstacle. For sex addiction, no obstacle. You got a smartphone. You got internet access. You got porn. Oh, it's that easy? No, I don't want you guys to look at that, all right? And unfortunately, we're seeing more and more people addicted to sex. There was one person talking about how, you know, before he met his wife, he was, prostitutes. And I mean, it could have ruined his marriage prior to, you know, him getting married. Obviously, he was seeing these prostitutes. He was just addicted to sex. And, I think we talked about sex addiction with the whole Tiger Woods thing years ago. You know, I want to be very clear on this point. Okay. Somebody who cheats on their wife cannot use the excuse sex addiction. Okay, if you are addicted to sex, that means you want to have sex a lot, okay, whether it's with your wife, whether it's by yourself masturbating, okay, somebody that decides to cheat on his wife can't say, oh, well, I'm addicted to sex, all right, there are many people addicted to sex that'll stay with one partner, Okay? If that partner doesn't allow you to have sex, then maybe I could see that person go off. All right? But if somebody cheats on their wife, trying to hide behind the sex addiction excuse, to me, doesn't fly. Now, according to this, Paula Hall, the researcher, has identified six factors that make people more vulnerable to sex addiction. They say, one, if you had early sexualization. They say alcohol use changes the chemistry of the brains in ways that alcoholism more likely, and it's possible that something similar could happen to the brain that is exposed to sexual images before it's ready to react to them. So I guess if a child is seeing rated R plus movies, they may be early sexualized. Who knew? Adolescent isolation. They say if you experience any trauma between the ages of 9 and 13, or felt isolated as a teenager for any reason, this could increase the chances of you becoming addicted to sex. Number three, over-controlling parenting. People who have been too controlled as children are less able to handle risk-taking, and this could predispose them to sex addiction. Am I a controlling parent? There's no way I'm going to allow my kids to be addicted to sex. Hell no. Next, limited modeling of emotional regulation. They say growing up without good role models, like Dr. Dahlia, for emotional regulation can leave people dependent on external factors to manage their emotions because they can't handle them for themselves. I didn't really get that. If you didn't get it, if you got it, good for you. I did. Next, childhood shame. Thinking of sex as shameful leads people to think of sex as secretive and makes it harder to normalize it as a healthy part of ordinary life. It's a little Freudian for me. Family secrets. A hidden issue in a family can set up a person for a situation where having two separate parts to life is normal, even attractive. Okay, we have a family secret in my house. I mean, don't tell anybody. But I think there's one affiliate where my ratings are not as high as I pretend they are. And my kids know this. My kids know that I am not the top talk show host in that city, even though I pretend to. And I told the kids this is a family secret. We got to keep that deep, deep, deep in the archives of our family secret chest. I hope that's not going to, throw them into a sexual addiction crisis. We'll have to see. One thing we're going to talk about on tomorrow's show is couch potatoes. And how couch potatoes are going to be kind of excited about this one, where a study came out saying if you exercise too much, it's bad for your health. Now, we talked about this on KABC also today. Okay, you know how I always have an issue when you hear a marathon runner drop dead? I can't stand seeing our marathon runners drop dead, but think about it. If they've been running for 4 hours, how can their heart handle it? Well, a study looked at the heart health of more than 50,000 people over the span of 30 years, finding that while 14,000 runners in the study were more likely to live longer, the benefits were limited to only those who ran between 5 and 20 miles a week. They say longer distance runners did not live any longer than the non-runners. A second study based on 20,000 Danes found that slow jogging can increase life expectancy. I mean, I don't have problems with jogging. What I have problems with is hours and hours of running. I don't think the heart at 180 beats a minute can produce enough cardiac output. Now, before any of you do anything marathon-like, I implore you to have a cardiologist take a look at you. Okay? Basically, the cardiologist will do something that I've talked about on my show all the time, called a stress test. All right? No, you can't bring your mother-in-law into the room. That's not going to suffice. And the stress test will, stress your heart to, a target heart rate, maybe a little bit more, and see if your heart can handle it. If your heart starts to look funny, hopefully they can intervene. Don't go away. Oh, actually, yeah, go away. This is the end of the show. Boy, the show went by fast. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Make sure you all be safe. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and God bless.
Mm-hmm. Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.